Welcome to the PodTech.net Master of IT podcast brought to you by Juniper Networks. We're here with Dave Wiener from Florida, from Martin Memorial Health Systems. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
So you're a Master of IT designated by Juniper Networks, making sure that you guys have a solid infrastructure, totally secure. Talk about what you do at the hospital and the health system organization that you have there.
Well, I'm primarily responsible for making sure that the bad stuff stays out and the good stuff gets in, and making sure that we're up to snuff with several federal and state regulations like HIPAA and Sarbanes-Oxley and whatnot. It has to do heavily with equipment, but there is a lot of training that we have to do with the associates just to, raise their awareness of the dangers that are out there on the internets and threats to our information.
You're an info security analyst, which basically means you're fighting day to day to make sure a couple things happen. You're making sure that this all the bad guys or bad stuff stays out, and at the same time making sure that the whole infrastructure works, because you're obviously powering a healthcare organization that has a unique infrastructure. You guys have a lot of doctors, a lot of employees, and kind of remote locations. Talk about your infrastructure and how the topology is laid out and some of the challenges that you have and how you overcame them.
Well, topology is an interesting term to use. So we have two major hospitals that we utilize, and of course there's a lot of sub-clinics and whatnot and offices that are around those, but we also have doctor's offices. We have remote users. More so since, we brought in the Juniper infrastructure that's allowed us to really branch out to several locations relatively inexpensively and effectively. Uptime on these circuits that we've connected is just incredible. We rarely have a problem with getting connection.
And that was with the Juniper boxes?
Right. Prior to that, we had a lot of dial-up users, which is, of course, very slow. We had ISDN users, which were faster slightly, but they were a whole lot more expensive. And now we've really brought it to, users that have internet access, which is just about most people, high-speed internet access, can get connected up rather quickly, either with a box, a small firewall installed at their location that talks directly to our boxes, our firewalls here at the information center, or we can bring them through the SSL VPN, which has proven very effective. There's nothing that I can't deliver content-wise over that connection.
It looks like you guys have a great reputation, in the top 100 kind of integrated health systems. Mm-hmm. As you looked at that in terms of the quality, how did you keep up with some of the challenges, and from an infrastructure standpoint, at the same time, managing the compliance issues involved?
Well, it's very, very difficult. The other thing that is quite a challenge is that we're not for profit, so we don't have all kinds of money, coming out of our ears. So we really have to look carefully at what we select for equipment. Make sure it's going to stand the test of time. It's not going to be something that we're going to be able to use for a year and throw away. But it's really looking towards the future, looking for the threats that are out there, what we have to defend ourselves against, and the most effective way to do that.
How about the development issues? I mean, obviously, a lot of the other Master of IT members have been talking about the benefits of not having a lot of development on the integration side. When you dropped the Juniper boxes in there, what was it like from an implementation standpoint? What were some of the things you looked at and saw?
Well, it went very smoothly. It was about 2002, I believe, we decided to go from a managed firewall service that was very restrictive for the environment and didn't allow us to do much to bring in our own internet connection, which we share with Martin County. So we have an agreement with them, and it's proven very effective. We brought in a third-party company to help us, establish that very quickly and get that established. But they offered us, three or four different types of firewalls to utilize, and I had immediate brand recognition with, at the time, the NetScreen firewall, since I had used them previously. And since NetScreen has been absorbed into Juniper, it's been great for us because it gives us much more of a product offering, and the customer service is just really good, really good, solid company.
Let's talk about the managed piece of the business. It's kind of consistent what I'm hearing in the low-cost, high-performance environments where nonprofits and other companies want. I mean, they want a low-cost and high-performance environment, high-demanding like what you guys have there. A lot of people are moving off a managed service infrastructure to a in-house firewall with Juniper.
Well, the way that healthcare is moving, everything's becoming web-based. Everything's becoming the internet. You have to, you can't not have the internet nowadays to be in business. If you do, it becomes very difficult to conduct business. Since it's been a total domino effect, since we brought those services to Martin, there's been so many different new projects that have come up and allowed us to really become more of an effective organization to reach out to the community better, to reach out to the country better, to communicate with other people. So it's really been a big, big positive for us. As far as the management portion of it goes, that, you know, there was a little bit of a learning curve there, but it was really fairly easy to do, and we did it securely. I mean, that was our big thing, is whatever we're going to do, we're going to do it, you know, the securest way we can, if that's a word, the best way we can, and look at other organizations to see what they're doing, and maybe improve upon what they're doing, and look at the mistakes that they've made. So it's the learning curve was there, but it wasn't quite as wide and long as...
Yeah, most people think when you bring things in-house, the complexity increases, but you know what you're saying is that the internet is a utility that you need. It's not a nice-to-have anymore. It's a requirement.
Absolutely.
And you got to manage it in-house, and Juniper is actually a low-cost, high-performance environment. Well, that's great that it worked out that way, but talk about, from the complexity standpoint, some of the environment issues you have in terms of the network. You got a lot of doctors. You got a lot of employees. You have a deal with Martin, the community there. How many offices are out there? You have a lot of volunteers. So you have a kind of like nomadic environment, both on the personnel side and on the facility side. Talk about how that worked out and how you're managing that.
It just works out really well. I mean, there's every situation that we get into as far as delivering services, our services to our remote users, our doctors, our vendors. Vendors were a big thing, too, and bringing them in securely and correcting problems that they have on their equipment or something like that. We can do that, you know, so easy. I mean, it used to be the whole dial-up thing, and, you know, we used to have to assign rights to the system and this, that, and the other thing. And with the equipment that we're using now, it's really less than a five-minute process to bring a user from the outside in. We rely heavily on our Active Directory for authentication and coming to the system. So if they're an existing long-term vendor, they'll have a network account. So the integration there has been really seamless. And there's six or seven different ways that we can deliver services or that we need to deliver services to these remote offices depending on their needs. We have not been able to come up with something yet to where, you know, we just shrug our shoulders and say we can't do it, because there's always a way to configure these systems to provide the services that these people need.
And it's not like you have a big staff there. What's your staff size in terms of managing all this? Because it's not like you have a huge IT organization there.
No, we don't. Unfortunately, we have about 35 employees on the IT side. Servicing about 2,800 people, and that's to include just people who work directly for us, and then we have outside doctors and offices and whatnot that are not direct employees, but they use our services. So in turn, we also have to service their needs.
It runs itself. Sounds like these guys have, you know, this has come up before with some other masters, that you have the Active Directory integration, you're almost decoupling the complexity,
right?
So that Juniper is completely enabling the app side to just kind of form naturally.
Right. Absolutely. That's the way it's been working, and it's really smooth. As far as, you know, the service to the equipment management and whatnot, that's really low. It's a whole lot lower than when we were having to deal with a managed company, because if we had to do anything through them or allow services, you know, there was emails and we need this, we have to do that, and it still might not work, and it was just problematic.
You can't control your own destiny there.
Exactly. And
you need to manage that utility as a requirement.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. I mean, I think the managed services things to be going away from what we're hearing. And obviously, this is not like a nice to have. It's actually core to your business. You know, obviously, complex environment you have there, nonprofit, not a lot of cash floating around to invest in the infrastructure, but you're making the complex stuff look easy, mm-hmm. which is why you're a master of IT. What do you see out there in terms of challenges? And for other folks out there who are potential masters of IT in the area, what do you want to share with them and what you've learned?
Well, I think it's a little presumptuous to call myself a master of IT. I never would consider myself that. it's quite an honor, but it's changing, and that goes for the industry too. It's always changing, and you always have to stay on top of things going on, not only in healthcare but in other organizations and other sectors of the of the world, you know, everything that's going on the internet. Really just staying on top of things is very, very difficult. I think the biggest challenges that we have here, the equipment is taking care of itself. The infrastructure, we've gotten to a point where we've developed it to take care of itself, and it the management of it is still there, but it's very little. I think the most that we have to focus on is our users. And, you know, building smart users is a lot harder than building, you know, a box or a machine or implementing a new server. Teaching people, you know, things to look out for on the internet, things to look out on their local PCs that they might be causing problems with other PCs is very important. And when, you know, I get an email and said, hey, Dave, you know, I had this questionable email, you know, what should I do about it? That really makes me happy, because they're not, you know, just pointing and clicking on something. They're taking the time to step back and say, hey, you know, what's going on here? And
yeah, it's, you know, a user-centric environment. It used to be intelligent networks. Now we're kind of moving to intelligent users, if you will. You know, the edge of the network really is kind of, you know, security is pushing out to the users where they have to kind of beware of threats.
Mm-hmm. We have several layers that we put in place, and in actuality, when I get a message from one of my users that say, you know, is this something I have to be concerned with, I feel safe in the fact that I know it's nothing that they have to be concerned with, because by the time it's gotten to them, it's been, you know, looked at 8 or 9 different times by the devices that I have on my network. So it's safe for them, but, you know, they have to have that level of, you know, not being cautious of things, but just be a little, you know, look at it kind of like with a slant eye and say, you know, is this something that is legitimate or not? Because every day the hackers and whatnot are getting smarter and smarter with the things that they're trying to infect people with, and it's getting harder and harder to keep them out.
What's great is you got a great infrastructure. You got that managed perfectly internally. It doesn't cost a lot. It's high performance, complexity made easy, and really kind of shifting and being productive and helping users. So that's great stuff. We're here with Dave Wiener from Martin Memorial Health Systems, Master of IT. This is brought to you by Juniper Networks, and thank you for the podcast.
You're welcome.
For more information, you can visit www.masterofit.net.